Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's talk to our man, Ian Valentino, NFL and draft analyst, the 33rd team. They do a great job of covering the draft. And one of the things we've been discussing, and I want to start with the edge rushers because it is a position of need. It doesn't mean that the Falcons will necessarily draft that in the first round. We're going to see. But I want to get your opinions, Ian, on what you think about this edge rush class.
Yeah, hey, guys. It's not a great one. It's already tough to draft the edge position in the draft. The NFL, they do a really good job of recognizing these guys, and it really comes down to athleticism. So you don't generally find very productive guys outside of the first round. Most of the productive players across the league over the last 20 years went in the first round. And so they have it boiled down to athleticism. And sure, there's lots of misses, but in general, there's a lot less misses in the first round than compared to the others. So that being said, with it being a weaker class, it puts the onus on teams to really, you know, do their due diligence and find out, hey, if we're going to take an edge guy, does it have to be in the first round? What's the difference between those guys in each round? And I do think that this class is really looking like there's not a lot of depth outside of that first round. There's going to be a couple guys that go on day two that are probably contributors in some form, but they're guys that you may not want to re-sign for multiple years after that rookie deal. So it's a big drop-off from the first, I'd say, like three or four names to everyone else.
So we've been going round and round for months now about, you know, Dallas Turner, who, you know, the question my partner has, I'll put words in his mouth. Why didn't he do more at Alabama? Obviously killed it at the combine versus a Latu who has, I guess the medical on him, everyone just is they've turned the page on that. And then there's a guy, Jared Verse, who seems like he's sort of one dimensional, just straight pass rush.
Yeah, so it's an interesting class because Latu, even for him, he's a little bit more, he's not built like it, but he's more of like a speed rusher who's not super athletic. So he's interesting. He has a lot of good moves. He's quick, but they moved him all around the field. And sometimes that's a good thing, but sometimes it's just them taking advantage of bad competition and guys that just would never, like you can't replicate that in the NFL. Like if you're putting him over the center, that's just not going to happen in the NFL that often. He's not Micah Parsons type of an athlete. So some of that's just not sustainable, and it doesn't project at all to the NFL. And then they were also taking Latu off the field on a lot of rundowns too. He's not someone that plays with amazing pad level or strength. It's not that he's not strong, but it's not a strength of his. Whereas you look at like someone like Dallas Turner, it's a great question, but he's such a good run defender, and he's also capable in coverage. Nick Saban was using him in a ton of different ways. And so that's probably not going to happen in the NFL. You're going to want to unleash him as often as possible. We especially saw it in 2022 when they already had Will Anderson. They were like, hey, Dallas Turner, you just drop into space because you're a freak at that size, and it's pretty interesting to see you out in the flat. It's going to, you know, kind of dissuade the offense from doing certain things. And so he's going to be unleashed a little bit more at the next level, and I do think that Turner has that type of upside that's just a little bit higher than everyone else, but there is also that concern because he didn't do it consistently in college. And then you go to Verse, he had a little bit of a down season 2023. Everyone expected a lot out of him. Really great athlete as far as his body composition. He's ready to play right now at a high level, but I think you're right. It's like he is a pass rusher, but he's not refined, but it's in a different way than Turner. Turner, I think, is because of experience, whereas Verse, I think he just doesn't have that elite tier burst off the ball. I don't think he has that extra that extra gear to kind of get him there. So for me, he's more of like a complimentary number two type of rusher than he'll ever be a number one. The good news is, though, he is a good run defender. Like, he's super smart. He's super strong at the point of attack. So each of these guys is totally different. It just kind of depends on what you're swinging on and, like, the floor that you're comfortable with.
Do you believe that Latu is the better pass rusher of the three?
Yeah, I think if you're looking at pure ability, yes. He's the worst athlete of the three.
Better pass rusher.
He's not a bad athlete, right? Relatively, he's not a bad athlete. But he is the guy that you would step in tomorrow and say, if you're going to bet on any guy to win one rep, it's definitely going to be him.
Yeah, that's been my argument about pass rush. Byron Murphy better than all three of those guys?
I don't think so. I think he's right with Turner and Verse as like a middle of the first round guy.
Okay.
Because we're talking about edge rush. And then if you feel that you do, a lot of guys have said, yeah, maybe just not worth taking where we are at eight if we can't find somewhere to move down. We're talking with Ian Valentino, guys, draft analyst for the NFL for the 33rd team. Is it more likely to take a corner? And who are the corners you think would be the first guy to come off the board if we're selecting there at eight?
Yeah, I think that's the question, right? Like, for me, I'm comfortable picking between Turner and Quinyon Mitchell or Terrion Arnold there at number eight. Mm. It's a little bit of a reach, I think, when you look in the grand scheme of this draft, where this draft is. But unless if you're taking a wide receiver, and I don't think that's super likely, you definitely don't need an offensive tackle, then it's like, it just kind of is what it is. Like, this is your need, and these are the top guys there. Like, those guys are going to go off the board pretty quick if Atlanta doesn't take them. So it's not like you're walking out of there thinking, like, oh, I took, like, a second-round talent here. Mm. When it's just like a need. No, these guys are good. They're just not like the superstars. And it doesn't mean that they won't be at the next level. The talent is there. The raw skills are there. It's just a matter of molding them. So for me, that is my decision. Like, if I was the team, it's like, how badly do we want a pass rusher? It's like, well, we definitely need a pass rusher. But the corner prospects to me are a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
And so because that's still a need, I think you can.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Totally justify that.
Give me your breakdown on Brock Bowers, and be careful because you're in Georgia country here.
He's really good.
He's great.
He's really good. It's hard to get better as a prospect than he is. He doesn't really look the part. It's funny. Like, I think a lot of people over this offseason kind of realized that he just looks like an athletic guy, but like, he doesn't look like probably the most dominant player over the last 2 or 3 years in college football, like in just like shorts and a t-shirt. So, but he is that type of guy. He can do it all. He's so good after he catches. Like, I would argue that he's better after the catch than before the catch, which is saying a lot because he can do so much. I think he's functionally, he's almost like Kyle Pitts. And I said the same thing about Kyle Pitts. Mm-hmm. Kyle Pitts is really just a wide receiver in a tight end's body.
Right.
I think Bowers is the same way. You can move him in the slot. And that's why I like him for like the Jets. I know a lot of people are talking about, well, the Jets need an offensive tackle. They need a backup lineman. Well, they need a lot to go right just to win. And if you're going to already be banking on, you know, someone like Aaron Rodgers being healthy, you might as well go for the pure upside. I don't like drafting backups 10th overall. That's crazy to me. Brock Bowers takes that offense to a new level. Like, he takes any offense to a new level. Even if that's unfair to say about tight ends, which it mostly is, he's the guy that's going to be pretty productive, even if that's not ever what's really happened in history. It's just he fits the game perfectly to how it's played these days, and he's built for it. Like, his size and speed, it's really crazy.
Our general manager is Ian Valentino, joins us guys from the 33rd team breaking down the draft. Our general manager always takes the best athlete available. So if Roma Dunze is there at 8 and we take him, and I guess we'll just hope that we score like 50 points a game and we'll figure out the defense later, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can justify it. It sounds crazy, but I think you can actually justify it because that's, even with the guys that are on the roster, it's like it's a good offense, but like you could totally argue that a third receiver is needed. Look at Zach Robinson, the offensive coordinator that came in. The Rams played more three receiver sets than any team in the NFL last year. So it's not like Roma Dunze is going to come in and not play, or he's going to displace somebody that's not going to play. Three receivers are going to be on the field a ton. And it's a good investment. And the question is, like, is his value that much higher compared to Turner and Mitchell and Arnold, these other guys that are in the mix? And like, yeah, I think you can kind of justify it. I would be a little bit questionable just because I think that edge position is so lacking beyond those guys, but especially the guys on the roster. But when you have a defensive head coach, especially one that's done a lot with a little, he's going to probably feel pretty confident that he can bring the best out of guys that he can take later. So I wouldn't walk away being upset. And worst case scenario is that, yeah, you hopefully have that elite offense for the next couple of years, and you have a ton of guys on cheap deals before things start to get, you know, a little bit tougher down the road.
Ian, is there too much hype on Cooper DeJean?
No, I don't think so. I think people kind of forgot about him for a little bit, even though he was doing great things at Iowa. He didn't have the cornerback production this past year than he did the year before, but he was doing things on punt returns. He's just a special athlete with the ball in his hands, and you want to move him all around. He's on it. I think Falcons would be a great fit for him because, again, it goes back to having a creative defensive coordinator. Like, you want to move him around. And it's easy when you don't see that sometimes that you forget just how special someone like that can be. But I think he's been underrated a bit. Like, in the preseason, we were pretty high on him, had him like top 15, top 20 of a lot of mocks. Kind of forgot about him. Now you're starting to see him end of the first round, middle to late first round in most mocks. I could see him in the second round too, because these things are really scheme dependent. But I definitely think if he has been underrated, I do think that the pendulum is swinging a little bit back now that people are getting, you know, intel from coaches and general managers.
Ian, before we cut you loose, if we do do something other than edge rush in that first overall pick, and we're getting into like the second and the third rounds, I know I watched the combine on edge rush day. Marshawn Nealand from Western Michigan, Austin Booker from Kansas, are those guys worth taking a flyer on in the third, or is there enough buzz where they'll be gone in the second, late second?
Yeah, I think they might last to the third. That position dries up so quickly. You've got guys like Braylon Trice, who is a guy who can play right now, but he doesn't have a super high upside. He's going to be like six, seven sacks a year. Really good effort player, strong as an ox, really good player. So do teams value that? Or do they look at someone like you mentioned, like Booker and Nealand? These guys are super raw. If you've seen one bull rush from Marshawn Nealand, you've seen his entire pass rush repertoire. Right. But he's such a great athlete that, like, you're looking at 27, 2028, that type of time frame, and saying, like, well, he might just be a star. It just might be a little bit delayed. It goes back to the coach, right? Like, you hire the right coach, you can hit on those guys and maybe get a little bit more out of them, just like the Rams did last year with their mid-round picks, get a little bit more than what you expected out of them. I'd probably go with the higher upside guys. I like Booker, too. Booker's just a physical, just specimen, too, like 6'6", 240. He was a third-year sophomore last year, did really good things. I like those guys. Can you get him in the third? You never want to say no because these things are weird, but I do think that those guys are more likely to get off the board than someone like Trice, who's a little bit more play now. But down the road, I'm not really sure if you're re-signing him to like a 2 or 3 year deal beyond his rookie deal.
Ian, great work, man. We appreciate you stopping by. Ian Valentino, NFL and draft analyst, the 33rd team. We're trying to get all this insight, man. Getting ready for next week. Thank you again.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.